Now, how I have an advantage here right now is most of you won't hear tomorrow's sermon, because some of you will probably be up pretty late, and others of you will be going to other places. So I'm going to sum up what I'm going to say tomorrow, because after they selected the verses, then I got working on my sermon for this week, and then I went back to my sermon prep and the wedding and compared, and I was using the same verses. What you guys picked out is some of what I'm preaching on tomorrow, so I've already written this message. So just to sum up, tomorrow's message, for those of you who will miss it, is serve no matter what happens. When you don't get what you deserve in life, serve. When you get more than you deserve in life, and life is really good, serve. So as a wife and as a husband, that message is also for you. To serve each other. To serve each other. What does it look like? We just heard it in these passages. Devotion and honor for each other. That's serving each other. Rejoicing when the other is rejoicing, that's serving them. Grieving when they are grieving, that's serving them. Having compassion, kindness, humility, patience, gentleness, that's serving them. Putting up with each other. Well, actually it said bear with one another. But putting up with each other is serving them. Forgiving each other is probably the most important act of service that you will do. Because he's not perfect. And while she looks like it at the moment, she's not perfect. If you do these things, you will have a better than average marriage. But I want you to have better than average marriage. And I think most everybody out here wants you to have better than a better than average. Because that's starting at average. And I want you to have more. These verses, this Bible, speaks of that more. And it's found in Christ. I don't know if you heard it. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. The peace of Christ comes from submitting, to saying, I'm not in control. I'm not calling all the shots. I'm submitting my life to someone greater than I, Christ. The peace of Christ, let it rule in your hearts. The word of Christ, it guides you throughout all of life. Anything you're going to face, there is biblical guidance to help you. When you're letting Christ live in you, letting the word guide you, you're serving your spouse better than any amount of picking up dirty socks or giving words of encouragement could possibly be. When you do this with others, when you learn and grow and encourage each other, that's called the church. And when you engage in that type of growth, you're serving each other. If you're serving Dave because he's awesome, there will be times when he won't be awesome. If you're serving Erica because she's amazing, there will be times when she's not amazing. But if you're serving each other out of devotion to God, God is always awesome and God is always amazing. And it says that we're to, as we heard in there, whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Serve him as if you're serving God. Serve her as if you're serving God. Not because she is, but because God is. If you do this, it's going to take your marriage to a whole different category and classification where average doesn't even get measured in. And you're not going to remember most of what I'm saying right now. So I'd like to give you your very first wedding present as a helpful for reminder. So let's see how they work this out, folks. There. All right. All right, she takes it. Now what happens? All right. She's looking quizzically. All right, can I see these now? So a certain generation out there that might have white hair might know what these are. These are called clackers, and they were all the rage in the 50s. We missed it. But if you get them going, You can annoy your parents forever with these. So these were a hit, but I think that these are an incredible illustration of a healthy marriage. Because if you're focused on Christ, if you're lifting up God in your marriage, you can't help but to come together. If this is centerpiece, is Christ, is God, if that's lifted up, you will always come back together. If you knock heads, you'll come back together. If you go through really tumultuous times, you will come back together and maybe even stronger and tighter. I want you to hold on to these and to remember to lift up God, and that will always bring you closer together as a couple.